Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of God as found in the Bible. Who is the real Jesus? Now, there are so many different versions of Jesus. And yet, a lot of people claim to be Christians. A lot of people claim to be following Jesus. But if you would ask them, who is Jesus? You would get a multitude and a variety of answers. And most of the pictures that depict Jesus have Jesus with long hair. And the Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And it's a shame for a woman to have short hair. And yet, they claim to be following Jesus. Who is the real Jesus? Now, we saw in the last segment how that there are people who believe and profess in Jesus, but they don't understand what they really need to do. A lot of people are religious. A lot of people go to church. It's like it was in the days of Jesus. Most everyone believed in God. And when they came to the synagogue or came to the temple, they were given the version of God that the leaders wanted them to have. Oh, yes, they'd read out of the law and the prophets and the writings, but then these would be interpreted by the rabbi's traditions. Now, we have the same thing going on in Christianity today. A lot of people believe in Jesus, but do they believe him to obey him? Because, you see, it does little good to believe in Jesus or believe in God unless you're willing to do what God says. Now, most people don't comprehend that, and then when they say, well, that's fine, I'll do that, but then what they do, if they go into the Bible, then they reinterpret things the way that they want, so that they don't have to obey God. Oh, they want the love of God. They want the blessings of God. But to obey God? That's another story. To keep his commandments? You're trying to work out your own salvation. But you're more than willing to do your own commandments. You're more than willing to do your own traditions. You're more than willing to follow the leaders who do not really teach you the truth out of the Bible. Yet everybody comes together and they are religious. Paul asked the question, is Christ divided? Well, look at it today. Where do you find the true Jesus Christ? Well, it's found beginning in the Bible. And there are some very important things that are prerequisites, in order to understand what is being taught. Now, the Bible shows us that Satan the devil, as we covered in the series, who is Satan the devil? He's deceiving the whole world. Now, it's interesting. You know, one man said, you can deceive all the people part of the time, part of the people all the time, but you can't deceive all the people all the time. Now, that was in a political sense. However, think of this. If you keep people deceived, a majority of them, and the truth is never allowed to come to the fore, then you deceive them, don't you? Well, that's exactly what Satan has done concerning Jesus. And he brings another Jesus, and he brings another gospel. And then he appeals to human nature, the Bible calls a carnal mind, and says, well, in a new dispensation, Jesus taught us that we don't have to keep the laws of the Old Testament. So therefore, it doesn't matter which day you observe. Now, can you find that anywhere in the Bible? You cannot. Just like when we did the series on Easter, I said, all right, I'll give you $1 million if you can bring me a bunny, a rabbit, who can lay hard-boiled chicken eggs with dyed and tattooed and decorated outside, and I'll give you $1 million. Oh, everybody thinks that's funny. Well, it is. Question, how many people keep Easter? Question, how many people keep Christmas? Question, how many people keep Halloween, New Year's, Good Friday, Lent? And did you know that none of those things are from the truth of the Bible? And yet everybody does it. I just imagine that those, and you see this on a very prominent news television news channel, you have staunch believers in Catholicism who want to put up the manger scene every Christmas. And they call that Christian. God says that's idolatry. Now, living in a land where you have freedom of choice and you can do whatever you want, you can put that up. But then, no one asks the question, what are we really doing? Why should we do this? Where in the Bible is it? Well, in order to know who the true Jesus is, you have to know him from the Bible. And it's not just a little verse here, so you can have your quick drive-through McJesus, and now everything is fine for salvation. See, because the truth is this, God does not want you to accept some of his word. Why, in degree, that may be better than none. God does not want you to attach Jesus to your life, which most people do. Oh, Lord, come into my heart. Now, sure enough, Jesus has to be in our heart and in our mind. But how is that accomplished? And unless you know, you don't know the true Jesus. And if you don't know the true Jesus, have you ever asked yourself this question? How do I really know I'm a true Christian? Now, we've got well over 200 Church at Home segments online. And they're there, and Church at Home is designed to bring you the truth of the Bible, the truth of the Word of God, the truth concerning what God wants from us. You will find no politics. You will find no traditions of men. And what you will find the truth of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, because they are together one Bible. And there is a unity between the scriptures of the Old Testament and New Testament. And this is what we teach. This is what we believe. So let's look at the religious people of Jesus' time. This will kind of review what we covered last time when Jesus went to the temple. And there were many, many, many people who believed in him. Now, we also saw in John the 6th chapter, a lot of people believed in Jesus, but when he told them that unless they ate his flesh and drank his blood, which later is shown to be the broken bread of the Christian Passover and the wine of the Christian Passover, as well as the foot washing involved first, you don't have any life in you. You don't have true eternal life. In other words, you don't have the Holy Spirit of God. Now let's understand something else. A lot of people like to claim the promise that if you believe in Jesus, you have passed from death unto life. That's a true statement. But how is that done? It has to be through baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit. Now remember what Jesus told the one who said, Lord, let me follow you, but let me first go bury my father. I want you to listen to this statement because this tells us an awful lot about human nature, good intentions, and the truth concerning human beings and Christ. So he told the man, let the dead bury the dead, and you follow me. Now, some people may take that as a very, very mean and inconsiderate statement, right? You try that to someone you know. Oh, let the dead bury your dead. As human beings with the law of sin and death in us, we're walking dead. And unless we have the spirit of life from God the Father through Jesus Christ, we don't belong to Him. And unless we believe in the true Jesus and live by every word of God, as Jesus said, we don't belong to Him. Doesn't matter what we profess. Doesn't matter what our good intentions are. It doesn't matter who we think is important in our lives. It doesn't matter what any preacher would say, what any pope or bishop or whatever. Whatever a guru or Buddhist priest or Hindu priest would say, that's meaningless. You want the true Jesus? You got to know who the true Jesus is. And you need to know how to come to Him. Now, we're going to cover that. You see, here at Church at Home, we know and understand that the Christianity of this world is falling apart. It's right at the cliff, and many people are falling off of it. Now, that's why you need this book, Lord, What Should I Do? We are living in the end time. The things that are coming upon this world are coming very quickly, exactly as prophesied in the Word of God. But if you don't know the true Jesus, if you don't know what you are to do, you email us, write us, phone us, whatever. And get this book, Lord, What Should I Do? Never in the history of all the 50 years that I have been preaching has it been more important for people to know what they need to do. Because if you don't, and if you don't know the true Christ, and if you're not trusting in Him and God the Father, when these end time events hit, it's going to come bang. And you all know what to do. So let's come here to John the 8th chapter in verse 26. Jesus told them, I have many things to say and judge concerning you, but He who sent me is true. God the Father is true. Jesus Christ is true. The Word of God is true. His commandments are true. His precepts are true. His righteousness endures forever. So how dare any man stand in a pulpit and say that Christ did away with the laws of God? Now, I'm going to give you a Bible study project. Please study all of Psalm 119 slowly, in detail, thinking about it and praying about it. And then ask yourself the question, why would anyone stand in the pulpit and say, the laws have been done away, or the laws have been changed, so we don't have to keep them? They endure forever. Just please note one thing. In the Old Testament, those things are in the letter of the law. In the New Testament, everything has to be in truth and the spirit of the law. Just to give you one example, circumcision in the Old Testament was circumcision of the flesh. But God did not do away with circumcision. He raised it to a spiritual level. And that spiritual level is the circumcision of the heart and the mind. Through the true Jesus Christ, through repentance and baptism. Now, unless that happens, you may not be against Jesus. You may think you're for Him, but you're not converted. And you're not a Christian. Now, that may make some people very angry, but that's the truth. But He who sent me is true, and what I've heard from Him, these things I speak to the world, but they did not know that he was speaking to them of the Father. See, a lot of people think that the Old Testament, it was the Father who was back there. But that's not true. We've shown that the Lord God of the Old Testament was the one who became Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And Jesus came to reveal the Father. Matthew 11:25. There are hints of the Father in the Old Testament, but they did not know the Father. Verse 29. He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone because I always do the things that please him. Very important. Do you please God? Or do you want God to please you? Who has to do the pleasing? What amounts to doing the pleasing? What is pleasing to God? Well, we find in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, that if we love God and keep his commandments and do the things that please him, see, we can please God. The only way we're going to please God is if we do it his way and do it the way that Jesus Christ sent, because we'll see here again. Now notice verse 30, because this becomes important. Same thing today. There are a lot of people, when they hear you need to repent of your sins, you need to give your heart to the Lord, you need to ask Jesus, say this little prayer. Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. Jesus, I repent of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Bang! Your drive-through Mac salvation has nothing to do with true conversion. Now, those may be the first words you need to say, but then you have to go on and repent of your sins. You have to know what that is. You have to know what sin is. And Paul said, we are not to continue in sin so that grace may abound. You see, the whole topic of grace, and you go on cbcg.org and you download the series we have on the grace of God in the Bible. See, because those from the pulpit have redefined everything to suit their version of Christianity. Just like these Jews here, being religious, through their traditions, redefined into lies what should have been the truth of God. Let's read it here. Verse 30, and as he spoke these things, many believed in him. Therefore, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. Now notice, belief is a start. That's all it is. There's no salvation involved, because you haven't followed through with real repentance and baptism. See, because God wants you in covenant with him. And that is knowledgeable. And that is deep. And that is profound. And that is only accomplished with true baptism and true repentance and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come any other way. God isn't going to send his Spirit any other way. Notice what Jesus said. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Do you know the words of Jesus Christ? Do you understand what he taught? Do you understand what he did? Do you understand about his ministry? Well, today we have the whole word of God, so that's possible. Now we have another book that you need, which we will send to you at no cost, A Harmony of the Gospels in Modern English, The Life of Jesus Christ. Goes through, has all the teachings laid out in a historical time setting of the calculated Hebrew calendar, coordinated with the Julian Roman calendar to show the entire 3.5-year ministry of Jesus Christ, the prophecies concerning John the Baptist, Jesus' true birth, when was he born, what did he preach? What did he say? Because Jesus said here, if. Now, you might want to circle that in your Bible. Now, maybe every if in the Bible should be in bold capital letters. If. you continue in my word. So you've got to know the words of Jesus Christ. Do you know the words of Jesus Christ? Do you know what he taught? Do you know what he kept? We're told to follow in his footsteps. Do you know what his footsteps were? How do you follow in his footsteps? What if someone comes along and you're starting down the road and someone says, oh, take a little detour over here. Are you continuing to walk in the way of God? See, there are many things you need to know, and all of these center around who is the true Jesus Christ. Now, in spite of the fact that every one of those who were there at the temple of God thought that they were doing good, would it be not good to come to the temple of God? Would it not be good to be there and listen to the words of Jesus? Would it not be good to be there because God said, come to the temple? But what if their hearts are not right? What if there is no repentance? Are all of those works acceptable to God? So we'll answer some of those things, but we're going to review this section in John the 8th chapter, because it's very important for every one of us to learn. It's not what we think. It's not what we do unless it's in accord with the words of God. And it isn't good enough to accept a religion. Go back over those segments that we have done, the coming one world religion, where all religions now are on an equal basis. You need to know who the true Jesus is. Because events are coming down in this world as prophesied in the Bible, which are going to turn this world literally upside down. And unless you know the truth, and unless you know the true Jesus Christ, and unless you have the Word of God, the way it was intended to be presented, you're going to find yourself coming up short. You'll find yourself in the same position as these Jews who allegedly believed in Jesus Christ. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Please be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. So until next time, so long, everyone.